Open Windows, August the 31st. Serve each other through love. Galatians 5:13. It is always the work of God's enemy to clog up our lives by introducing love of self or love of the world. And it needs ruthless determination to remove the accumulated rubbish and redig the well in purity of devotion to Christ. It may well be, though, that hindrances arise from lack of love to our fellow believers. We must remember that the Holy Spirit can never have free course in us and through us if we harbour unloving thoughts concerning other of God's children, let alone put these thoughts into actions. He is the Spirit of fellowship. So that if we fall in that realm, then we fall in the matter of love. Oh, it is so easy to allow unworthy considerations to quench brotherly love, to be clogged up with resentment, or to be wrongly influenced by our susceptibilities or hurt feelings. We have to be active in positive cultivation of fellowship. To some, it is quite natural to be independent. For them, deference to others represents a major difficulty. Sometimes they may deliberately ignore or despise others, but sometimes they just prefer to do it alone and never seriously think about interrelatedness and interdependence. The Word of God, however, is most explicit in ordering us to esteem one another, to submit to one another, and to live and work together. The Holy Spirit demands that the people of God live according to a team order of things, that they should be governed by a family spirit. Anything which is of an isolated or detached nature, which fails to recognize and fully accept the family thought of God, is a check on him. By failing to observe fellowship, we quench the spirit. It is not only a matter of avoiding giving offence, but of active pursuit of fellowship. Some may be wondering why there is so little upspringing from the inner well when they are sitting back in a wrong kind of modesty, failing to bring in their own personal contribution to fellowship life and ministry. Unkindness is not the only obstacle in this realm. Shyness and diffidence can equally rest like a stone on the flow of life. The only thing to do is to dig it up and move it away. Get in, get right in, and let yourself go. Do not always choose the back seat because you like to be left alone, but come forward in the Lord's name and give the Holy Spirit a free course in your lives. He is well able to check you if you become too self-assertive, but there is little he can do if your well is all stopped up with fears and inhibitions. We are to serve each other through love. Galatians 5:13.